Hello, everybody. It is time for the weekly word, and we are coming through the end of the month of Heshvan, and we are getting ready to enter into the brand new month of Kislev. So this is a very important time. There's some major shifts that are happening during this time. God is shifting things. You might have noticed that things have slowed down a bit, okay, but they've slowed down so that you can come into proper alignment. I've been speaking the last few weeks about mantles falling, about new assignments, new shoes, stepping into this place of promotion. But with that, we also have a shift in the Gregorian calendar, because between November 15th and January 15th, it is a slowdown in the spirit, even though you might feel things going fast from an earthly standpoint, okay? So there's a little bit of a rift going on here, because we know that in the according to the Gregorian calendar, there is a speed up with the holidays, okay, as in you're going to be busy doing holiday things, right? Depending upon where you live and depending upon how we understand Christmas and the preparations that many make in different parts of the world in reference to understanding the birth of Jesus. But it's also a slowdown time, because spiritually, God wants us to get into alignment with Him. There is going to be shifting of land contracts. Many of you are going to come out of land. You're going to come into land. You're going to come out of territories into territories. You're going to come out of jobs into new jobs. You're going to come out of ministries into new ministries. So there is a shifting of these things, but there is a need for proper alignment. Now, there's some things that are happening in the heavenly realms during this time that I want to talk to you about specifically, because it's very, very important for us to understand what we're leaving and what we're coming into. So remember, in Heshvan, we had Noah going into the ark on the 17th of Heshvan. Well, he actually is in the ark with his family. He's safe and protected as the waters rise for about 370 days. So he comes out on the 27th of Heshvan, which is going to be the 18th of November. So that would be the day that Noah would be coming out into new territory. All right. So there is a bringing forth into new territory. All right. At the same time, this is happening right before we shift into the month of Kislev. So Heshvan is closing down, but Kislev is opening. What does Kislev mean? Kislev, that word specifically in the Hebrew, means to trust or hope. So we're coming into a month of trusting, hoping, and fulfilling of dreams, okay? Not only are you going to have supernatural dreams, but you're also going to be fulfilling the dreams of the covenant that you made with the Lord. Because remember, I've been teaching you on mantles, new opportunities, new shoes, new assignments, and then covenant. God is establishing covenant with you. When he does that, he slows things down in the spirit. So some of you might feel like, man, things seem to be lagging, but yet I do have things on my list that I need to do. It is a spiritual lag, okay? But your body is still going to be required to be at certain places and certain times. Psalm 78:7 says that they might set their hope, that is the Hebrew word, kisel, okay, which actually is that word Kislev, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. That is a relative for this month. You want to keep God's commandments. You want to shoot like an arrow. You want to stem into the new month of Kislev. It is a month of hopes, dreams, trusting in God, but also miracle oil, because we're going to come into the 25th Kislev, which is going to start Hanukkah, or the Festival of Lights, or the Festival of Dedication. I'll talk more about that in the month, but right now, as we're approaching November 20th at sundown, we are going to be entering into a brand new moon. So you're going to see the brand new moon arise, which means a new month is there. Again, if you do not have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, grab a copy. Come to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. We're getting ready to do a Black Friday sale. You can get copies of this right away through our website, or go to Amazon in your nation, okay? Because it's more expensive for us to send to you in your nation. We can send to those in the United States, but this will keep you focused on what's getting ready to come. So there's also some things that happen in Kislev. When I say you want to shoot the error straight, many of you know that Psalm 19:1 says the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. So not only are we stepping into a new moon, but we are also stepping into, according to the Hebrew calendar, the tribe of Benjamin, and also the star that goes with that, as in the heavens are declaring, okay, is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is often recognized as a centaur in Greek mythology, which means a man's head in the body of a horse, but shooting a bow. Now, in Hebrew understanding, the centaur is nothing. The centaur is a zero. We don't pay any attention to that. It's Greek mythology, okay? It does not have reference at all to Hebrew or to Torah. But what that word Sagittarius means is, in the Hebrew, it's the word keshet, which means bow, okay? So this is a month where God straightens you as an arrow, so that you can hit your target, which is destiny. Now, you got to slow down in order to hit the target. You have to be in alignment with God, and you have to keep yourself in those heavenly spaces and places. You have to keep your faith high. Every warrior must keep their faith high in order to stay directed. You need to understand that things are slowing down, okay? So there's one of these things going. Shifts are taking place, okay? So you're pulling it down a bit, all right? But you're aiming for the covenant destiny, okay? So you're going to shift back, but you're going to aim for the covenant destiny. Now, your body might be moving quickly, no matter how much you have crammed your schedule for the upcoming months, but nonetheless, God is calling you into the secret place. Now, Benjamin had access to land. Actually, Benjamin's land was the Temple Mount, okay, where God's presence was, okay? Benjamin was known, that tribe, as warriors, all right? And we have that right in the Word of God, Genesis 49:27, that Benjamin's described as a ravenous wolf. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 2, his descendants, the descendants of Benjamin, fought in Saul's army. And we know that Apostle Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin. So warriors know how to shoot right. Come on. They know how to shoot right for their destiny. Now, we know that Benjamin was the youngest son of Jacob. All right. And of course, who is Jacob? But Jacob is one of the two sons of Rebekah and Isaac. Okay, and so we are also in the Torah readings between Parashat Hayer Sarah, okay, and Parashat Toldah. And you might say, Candace, what does that mean? Okay, it means that we're coming into Genesis chapter 25 and the readings of Genesis chapter 25 all the way to 28. So it is about Jacob and Esau. And this is where I want to camp for just a little bit, because this is very, very important for us, because as we're shooting right for our destiny, we have to see that in the children of Isaac and Rebekah came Jacob and Esau. And what happened to Jacob and Esau? Many of you know the story, but Esau was the first of the twins to come out, okay? And it says specifically that that Esau, he came first, and that he sold his birthright to Jacob because he was hungry, okay? Now, why is this important? Because I said last week that you are in covenant relationship with the Lord, that covenant has been established. You've received mantles. You've gotten new assignments. God is establishing covenant. He's telling you to bring it back a couple of notches. He wants your spirit and soul in alignment so you can hear him clearly and obey his commands. He's going to be bringing you dreams. He's going to be bringing you visions. He's properly positioning you. But with this, it means that he does not want you to give up your destiny for your flesh. Come on. This is the word that I have for you right now in Genesis 25, 31. Jacob said, sell me, he said this to Esau, sell me your birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at a point of death, and what profit will this birthright bring me? Whoa. The dude was going to sell the fact that he was the firstborn of Rebekah and Isaac. He was going to sell that to his brother, right? And so he says, yeah, I'm hungry. He says, and Jacob said, swear to me this day. And Esau swore unto him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. That birthright was his destiny. It was that he was the firstborn, and there were going to be many blessings that would have come to him. But he cared nothing about his legacy or what was written in the scrolls about him. Right? What God's plan was for him, instead, he sold it for his flesh. Come on, this is a warning to somebody. During this time, even when things are slowing down and you might be getting hungry, or your flesh is being tested, or you're in fear, worry, and anxiety, do not give up your destiny because the enemy is lying to you about certain things. In verse 34, Jacob gave Esau bread and a pot of lentils, and Esau did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And the word says, thus Esau despised. He scorned and he reviled what was written about him to be the first son. He reviled his birthright. Whoa. Listen, in the scrolls of destiny, God has written great things about you. Do not give that up for the enemy. This will be a time of testing, but you need to be like a bow. Like Sagittarius, keshet means a bow. The Hebrew meaning is Sagittarius is bow. Okay, now this is very important. It has nothing to do with astrology. It has to do with shooting the bow right that you might aim for the target of the destiny that God has for you. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. Let not your destiny be set aside. I see in the spirit there are doors opening and closing around you, but you must listen to the Lord. You must get into this place of rest and solace with him. Come on, you need to take your shifting and gear backwards and chill out for a while, okay? Chill out for the rest of November. Chill out in December and chill out to the beginning of January. And why am I saying this? Because we're going to carry you through into 2026, okay? And that number 26 is representative of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, okay? Which actually means, hands of grace nailed in grace. But 26 is a meaning of beloved. So you're coming into a year just like King David, our great warrior, where God is helping us connect heaven and earth and to be in this place with him where we are taking our spheres of influence. This is your destiny as a beloved of the Lord, and you need to come into perfect alignment. So God's saying, slow it down. Come on, I need to hear you say, I'm slowing it down. Put on the brakes right now. Downshift. Get yourself downshifted and start to rest, because you need to shoot the arrow right in order to be the warrior that God wants you to be. We're coming into Kislev. Now, there is a lot in this month of Kislev. The warrior on the inside of you that must shoot correctly is what we see happen near the end of Kislev. And I'll talk more about that as we get into later messages over the next 4 weeks as we rise up into Hanukkah and into the understanding that miracle oil is being released. Now, if you're going to step in new levels of grain, wine, and oil with the Lord, you got to slow it down. Because, see, God is trying to reveal to you some things, and it's about being in his presence as we move forward in that covenant destiny. He says, do not give up your destiny when the enemy begins to try and sell you something or give you something that is less than, Okay. See, Esau took the less than when he was the one where it was said he would carry the blessing. All right. And he lost it for his legacy. And these Torah readings, since we entered into Tishri, is we entered into Bereshit or Genesis, the book of Genesis, it's showing the legacy of families. The destiny on your life is going to carry. It's going to carry forth. And you want to give destiny blessings, generational blessings, legacy blessings to your family. Remember the seven blessings of Tabernacles, okay, which was only about a month ago, right? What are some of those blessings? One of them, that there would be a blessings on your sons and daughters. Come on, legacy blessing. And so we don't want to give this up, but now is a time where the enemy is testing us to see whether or not we're going to give up legacy blessings. Come on, somebody needs to hear me in this place. See, we do not want legacy blessings to be mishandled or to be cut off, all right? And so even though Jacob deceived Esau, he was hungry for the blessing. All right. And so there may be some around you that are hungrier for the blessing than you are. You might have been given the anointing. You might have been stamped with the favor of God, but you're not taking enough time to sit and think about the destiny that God has upon your life. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. This is why I say shift down or put on the brakes a little bit. It's time to get into prayer. It's time to get into this place with the Lord so you can hear him, so that you can shoot that arrow right. You can take that destiny. You can target properly so that you can position yourself to not only hear from God, but to obey his commandments. Come on, we need to know the ways of God. It's not just enough for us to do this or that. We must know God's ways, and his ways are higher than our ways. And so we need to take time to sit with him. If you're in the United States of America, you're going to be quickly approaching what we call Thanksgiving. Okay. It's one of our major holidays. It's our pioneering holiday here in America. Many families come together. It's also the start of what we would call our quote unquote Christmas season, where we, in accordance with the Gregorian calendar only, we recognize the birth of Yeshua. But we know that Yeshua would have actually been conceived during the month of Kislev, and his birth would have been around the Feast of Trumpets, which we just had. But nonetheless, because of Constantine back in AD 325, our calendar was shifted, which is why we're in the year 5786 according to the Hebrew calendar. But we're going to come into 2026 in January, okay? Which of course would be that beloved time, 26 representing beloved, that comes by the Vav, the connector, connecting us with the beloved one, okay? Connecting us with Yahweh. And so we've entered into this time, and these are the tests of this time. You got to slow it down so you can hear the Lord. And how do we hear the Lord? We hear the Lord by his word. So we need to get into his commandments. We got to rest some. You got to rest. You need to take some time. Get in that place of a meditation with the Lord. Meditation is not a New Age word. It means to meditate or murmur. We know that Joshua murmured on the word of God, which made him, the word says meditate, but it actually means murmur. He murmured, meaning repeating the word of God over and over again. How did David become the great warrior, king and worshiper that he was? He meditated. He meditated on as he was a shepherd, and God taught him to fight the lion and the bear in that place. Come on, if you want to take your destiny, you got to sit with God, because he empowers us by faith. And so the next aspect of what I want to bring to your attention is that that anytime the enemy comes to test us, it is time for a faith challenge. Okay, so God is raising us up in a faith challenge. All right. So what is your faith challenge? Listen, this past week, I've been challenged. God's saying, listen, I don't want you to do this thing. And I know you think that this thing is a good thing, but God says, I don't want you to do that thing. Now, listen, if I go and do that thing, I might miss shooting the arrow right. Come on. And listen, some of these are good things. There's some good things that are coming your way. And God's going, no. He said, I'm in covenant with you for this thing. And so the enemy comes to bring confusion during this time, but you need to be an archer. You need to be a bow. You need to be a keshet, which is a Sagittarius. You need to be a keshet and shoot that bow an arrow. You need to be like the tribe of Benjamin and be a warrior and say no. Can you say no? Can you say no? Listen, I say yes all the time. I'm always saying yes, but I say yes because God says yes. If I want to say yes and God says no, I better say no and not yes. See, this is where we have to be able to lend an ear to the Lord. We have to be able to hear what he's saying. So those that hear right, their faith is increased because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And how do we please God? We please God by our faith. So when the enemy comes to challenge your destiny, and he always does. Once God confirms it over your life, once he confirms the call upon your life. And listen, if you haven't gotten my Destiny MP3 set, you need to do that. Come on, that'd be a great Christmas gift for you. Listening to 8 messages on staying in the right path and shooting the bow and arrow correctly so you can hold fast your destiny. You can hold fast what God has spoken over you. See, right here, it was Esau's plan. He was the one who came out first, but the blessing went to Jacob, who was the deceiver. Wow. Yeah, Jacob ended up getting the blessing. Wow. And all of Israel came through the line of Jacob. Wow. Could you imagine if Esau hadn't sold it for his tummy getting hungry? Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Don't you sell your birthright just because your tummy is grumbling. See, we have to learn how to stand in our flesh. When your flesh is weak, you better put on your faith. Come on, we need to be like Hans and Franz, and we need to start lifting, faith lifting. You got to lift in faith so you can be launched in the destiny. Lift in faith to be launched in the destiny. Come on, I'm getting excited for you right now. Listen, come on. Everything I preach to you guys on a weekly basis, telling you what's getting ready to happen, God is dealing with me too. Listen, I'm trying to pull back, get focused on what are these new assignments for the upcoming year. See, why does God do this now? He does it in accordance with the Hebrew calendar, but it's also in alignment with the Gregorian calendar because of his grace, because he's doing it before the Christmas holidays, okay, where people will take off. They'll take off for months. In a majority of the world, many months will take off until mid-January. This is why we go to 2 months of slowing it down. But listen, God is still moving things. You just have to know he's moving while you stay in faith and you keep your eyes on the ways of God. He will properly position your calendar, your schedule. He will continue to bring you divine opportunities when you say no to the ones he doesn't want you to have, and you say yes to the right ones. See, the enemy wants you to take the wrong ones because you're too eager. Come on. Now listen, ultimately, Jesus has redeemed all things. And so therefore, even if you were to say yes to something that was wrong, he would bring redemption, okay, where it's needed in order for you to continue on the path. But let's be wise men and women of the Lord, and let us not make that mistake. So ask him this week, Lord, where am I trying to do something on my own here? Where are you going to put my calendar together for 2026? Lord, where am I trying to push myself through a door when you said that you would open doors for me? Come on, this is a week of opening and closing according to covenant, what you have established with God in covenant. And so God is preparing you for taking the land at a new level in 2026, but you need to understand that you got to shoot the arrow right. So we ask the Lord to properly position us, and we come in a place of humility. We say, Lord, increase my faith that I will stay in alignment with you and I will not be deterred off of my destiny just because I'm hungry for something, but that my flesh will come into alignment with you so that I can shoot the arrow straight in spirit. And when you shoot it right in spirit, you're going to become a warrior that can hit the target of your destiny. And when your destiny is hit right, that means your legacy is blessed. Come on, you don't need to be wasting your time in some field that you can't really glean off of. You need to be in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And listen, this is why I prophesy to you. This is a week where there are contracts closing, contracts opening. There are people closing down jobs. There are new jobs opening. There are new ministry opportunities opening. There are new ministry opportunities closing. And so I want to declare and decree over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will raise up in faith and that you will shoot the era right. Father, I praise you and I thank you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua for my friend who's watching. I thank you, Lord, that as a keshet, as a bow, we are being sent out to stand in covenant alignment with you in accordance with the destinies for which you have spoken over our life. I thank you, Father, that as my friend is watching, they're being empowered right now in their spirit to say no to the lies of the enemy, to say no for directions that you are not calling them to say yes to their birthright, as in what is written in the scrolls of destiny about them that shall come to pass because you say it. I thank you, Father, that my friend is getting excited right now. Increase is coming to you in the mighty name of Yeshua. God is putting you in perfect alignment with him. He is launching you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and he's launching you by faith. Father, I thank you that you are sending healing angels right now to all those that are in need. Come on, I see some of you being healed in your back right now. Lower back pain on the left side, be healed in Jesus' name. Eyes right now, be healed. God, some of you have been having pain in your eyes. I speak to the pain in your eyes, right behind your eyes, you know, even headaches in this area. I speak to that right now in the name of Jesus, that you would see and you would see clearly, that you would see with the eyes of Anablipo or Ido covenant with God. And with that, then miracles would begin to flow. And I speak miracles flowing right now. And as we're coming into Kislev, miracles will flow in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak supernatural blessing over your life, that God will release right now supernatural blessing to come into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise for complete and total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Whew. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Whew, we praise the Lord right now. The Lord is good. Okay. So for those of you who would like a brand new copy of my book, Cracking the Time Code, come on right here. And I'm going to be releasing some beautiful MP3 files that go along with this. Later, we're going to have a video course. But right now, I've got some MP3s I want to release with this. We're doing a Black Friday sale. You can grab a hold of this at a discount. Nobody has this but me. Amazon and all the rest of the booksellers do not bring them forth until January 6th. If you want your copy now, just come and connect with me and we will make this happen. Go to CandaceSmithman.com and get Cracking the Time Code. You want to start 2026 learning how to walk in full redemption every day, understanding how to raise into eternal time. Do you know Yeshua cracked the time code? But you got to know what he actually cracked so you can stop cycles of delay in your life. You can get supernatural acceleration. You can see these promises come to pass. There are keys to that. Now, I'd love to have you join me on November 17th for my class, which is my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. I teach you how to walk in the blessings of the kingdom, how to access supernatural wealth. This is for people that want me to coach them, want me to push them to those next levels of stepping in to the supernatural to receive what God has assigned to you so that you can fulfill the destiny on your life. Come on, if I'm speaking to you right now and you're getting excited, this is a class for you. Now, you want to go online right now and you need to order that because on 2 p.m. Eastern on Monday, November 17th is when that class takes place. Now, we'll have another one in December, okay? And we've already had three, so you can get all the last two videos already, that you'll have access to those, but you can actually come on live with me and I'm going to help coach you into that place of supernatural wealth. I also have a free class. Can you say free? Say Candace said free. 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on November 17th. It's a Monday. No matter where you are in the world, sign up today, Monday, for the 10 a.m. or the 6 p.m., okay? And you just have to click the link below. Click the link below right here, and you can access that class for free. But you got to sign up before November 17th. Sign up as soon as you hear this message because we need to send you a Zoom link. So you want to have the Zoom link right away so you can come in. Now, I'm going to teach you about the Hebrew calendar, what's coming up, more than just this for the upcoming month. Plus, I'm going to also share with you keys to ascension, or living in these supernatural realms, the realms of eternal time, the realms of redemption. This is very, very key, especially as you're coming into your new year of 2026. So get signed up for that. It's free. Come and join us. We have leaders all over the world that come on the line. And I get a chance to know you. You get a chance to know me. Now, if you don't yet have a copy of this, this is the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar put together in a nice, beautiful wall calendar. Yes, look at this. Wow, look, I'm already writing in mine. Come on. This is amazing. I did this with Troy Brewer, okay? And many of you have my book, okay? My book is in a book form, but this is where you can hang it on your wall, okay? We've got copies of this, so go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. Get a wall calendar before January 1st starts. This covers all of 5786 into 5787, which will happen around September again, but it also covers all of 2026, and this will keep you in alignment even with what I'm teaching you every week according to the Hebrew calendar. So grab a hold of that as well. If you would like to be a biblical life coach, if you want credentialing in biblical life coaching, whoa, come on, you want to start your own kingdom coaching ministry or business, we have got you covered. Listen, we have some amazing classes and we want to teach and train you. Just go to dreammentors.org and sign up today and somebody will call you and they will tell you all about the program. And maybe you're watching and you're going, Candace, I need a coach. I need some healing. I need some restoration. Okay, listen, we run soul transformation classes and you can become a part of those as well. Simply go to dreammentors.org and we will walk you through our 6-week soul transformation and healing course. It's amazing. We get you hooked up with a coach. You can take the class with others through Zoom, and there's even opportunities to do one-on-one. All of our coaches are connected to Dream Mentors, are part of our apostolic network. They've been trained by us, but they also have their own ministries too. So they run a kingdom business, kingdom ministry. In the area of coaching, which is really good discipling. So maybe that's you. We're getting people all over the world that want to take our courses and want to begin to use our curriculum in their churches with their ministries to help train people up, know who they are in Christ, understanding what happened when you came born again, strategies for living, getting over fear, anxiety, depression, beginning to step into the supernatural provision that God has for you. These are amazing classes, and we have coaches all over the world that can help you right where you're at. All right, listen, I am so excited. I want to see you on the line for the free call on Monday, November 17th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time in the United States. We welcome you from all over the world, or 2 p.m. if you want to be in my special class where I get to coach you all the way through February, the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. Come on, some of you need some Kingdom Wealth. So this is a great opportunity. All right, remember, don't let that enemy, don't let him enter in. Do not let him kill, steal, and destroy. Do not let him steal your birthright, the covenant that was established with God through the new mantles, the new assignments, and the covenant establishment that I've been talking about the last 3 weeks. Go back and watch those messages if you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't want that to go by the wayside. This is time and season. And he says he's got something great for you, but I need you to shoot like an arrow. All right. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You will lend to many and you will borrow from none. And I will see you next week right here. Same time. Grab my YouTube channel or my Facebook and I'd be happy to give you a new blessing for next week. All right. We'll see you next time.